This message comes from NPR sponsor, Noom. Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, helps you build new habits for a healthier lifestyle. Check out The Noom Kitchen for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Crews are removing the steel and concrete debris from the Key Bridge 1 week after a container ship crashed into a support beam, causing the span to collapse. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says a narrow temporary channel has been opened so that ships can enter and leave the Port of Baltimore.
The entire operation took 10 hours, and in that time, they were able to cut and lift a 200-ton span of the bridge.
Divers are still trying to locate the bodies of four workers killed in the bridge collapse. The remains of two others were recovered last week. According to the Associated Press, the owner and manager of the cargo ship that brought down the Key Bridge have filed a court petition seeking to limit their legal liability. In New York, a judge has expanded his gag order against Donald Trump to include his family and relatives of the Manhattan District Attorney. As NPR's Jimena Bustillo reports, the order comes weeks before the first criminal trial of a sitting or former president.
New York Judge Juan Merchan expanded the gag order that he recently imposed on Trump ahead of the start of his criminal trial. The new order includes Merchan's family members and family members of any counsel, staff member, the court, or the district attorney. In his ruling, Merchan rejected Trump's assertion that his statements, quote, constitute core political speech. Trump had targeted Merchan's daughter in his social media posts. Monday's gag order does not extend to Merchan himself or Alvin Bragg, the district attorney who brought the case. Trump has, without evidence, said that the cases against him are politically motivated and declared them election interference as he runs for president. Jury selection in this case will begin April 15th. Jimena Bustillo, NPR News, New York.
France is circulating a draft UN resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. As Linda Fasulo reports, the proposal also condemns the Hamas attack on Israel and the taking of hostages.
The French draft resolution demands that all hostages taken from Israel by Hamas be immediately and unconditionally released and calls for a massive delivery of humanitarian aid to civilians in Gaza. The draft requests UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres to develop options for a possible UN role in monitoring a ceasefire. The text also calls for supporting the Palestinian Authority as it works to establish control over the Gaza Strip and stresses the need for a two-state solution. Israel has criticized the proposal. Hamas has applauded it. Negotiations among Security Council members are expected to be held in the coming days. For NPR News, I'm Linda Fasulo in New York.
The World Central Kitchen says the number of aid workers killed in an apparent Israeli airstrike in Gaza Monday has risen to at least seven. The food charity blames the attack on Israeli forces, a claim that has not been independently verified. This is NPR. Syria and Iran are blaming Israel for an attack on the Iranian consulate in Damascus. Iran says two of its generals and five officers were killed Monday when an airstrike hit a building next to the consulate. Iran is vowing a response, although the claim has not been independently verified. The Florida Supreme Court has approved language for a ballot initiative that could allow recreational marijuana use. From member station WFSU, Tristan Wood has the story.
Medical marijuana has been legal in Florida since voters approved it in 2016. The ballot initiative approved by the court would allow clinics to sell cannabis products to anyone over 21. The measure will face staunch opposition from Republican state leadership. Florida House Speaker Paul Renner criticized the initiative shortly after it received a green light from the court.
The marijuana amendment is overly broad to serve the self-interest of those that are going to grow it and make billions and billions of dollars off of it.
60% of Florida voters will have to vote yes on the initiative for it to become law. If that happens, Florida will become the 25th state in America that allows recreational pot. For NPR News, I'm Tristan Wood in Tallahassee.
Fast food workers in California can now earn a minimum of $20 an hour. Under the new law, resulting from a deal between labor and restaurant groups, roughly 500,000 workers could see higher pay. Some local franchises say they plan to accommodate the higher wages by cutting hours and raising prices. The bottom legal California wage for workers in other industries is still $16 an hour. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Stearns & Foster. Every Stearns & Foster mattress is handcrafted for irresistible comfort, with indulgent memory foam and ultra-conforming IntelliCoils for your most comfortable sleep. Learn more at stearnsandfoster.com.